Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Now let's set the scene for you, courtesy of Robco Incorporated, an excavation and road building contractor serving Southern Oregon, all of Southern Oregon. 12 seconds left in the JV game right now, and the Grants Pass Cavemen are up 65-56 with Tim Hart at the free throw line right now, and he's been hot tonight. Hit several threes to take control of this game, and it's been a close one, as a matter of fact. The South Medford Panthers in the JV game jumped out to an 8-0 lead. The Cavemen closed that gap to get it within 3 or 4 points and then played that way until about a couple of minutes into the third period, when they finally wrested the lead away from them. Went up by 10 at a couple of points. Then the Panthers got back down to 2, and the Cavemen has stretched it back out to what we see on the scoreboard right now, and that's 67-56. In favor of Caveman. Of course, there's an explosion of blue here at Heater Newman Gym tonight, folks, and we're just probably about 20-25 minutes away from getting this one underway. If you're en route to the gym, by all means, we've got room for you. So head on down here. We'll be back with more right after this from Robco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Welcome back, everyone. The JV game, as you can probably hear, is just over with. The JVs won at 67-59 over the South Medford JVs, as the varsity teams are taking the floor right now in light of it. It's a Tuesday crowd here. Pretty good crowd on hand on the adult side. The student side, it's a school night, so heaven forbid somebody should be home studying at this time. At any rate, the band is here, and it's sounding good right now, and the fans are expecting pretty good battle tonight. This is for first place at this point of the Southwest Conference. Each of these teams are 2-0 in conference. It's early, yes, but if the Cavemen can steal one here on their home floor against the highly regarded South Bedford Panthers, it will go well towards the end of the season. Well, that's the scene here, courtesy of Robco Incorporated. Stay tuned for words from head coach Joel Jesse after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider: experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Time now for word from head coach Joel Jesse, courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. And, Coach, you come in on the battle for the conference lead already this early in the season here, both of you with identical records right at the top of the league, the South Medford Panthers. Is your team ready for this challenge already?
Yeah, Chuck, we're a little bit more excited than we are nervous. You know, we worked so hard this summer that this is what we want. We want to have to battle with them. And, you know, they've won the league conference championship for many, many years in a row. And to get the opportunity to go up against a good team like them, we're as ready as we can be. I think we're playing at our best right now. And we got some things defensively that we're going to do to Jackson this evening to get the ball out of his hands and make others beat us.
All right. Jackson. All right. That's a new name for me. I was thinking Wyland.
Yeah, Jackson Whelan.
Oh, Jackson Whelan. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Same guy.
Same number three.
Yes, there you go. There you go.
All right. So he's our target tonight. What defensively do you have planned for him?
You know, every time he gets the ball, we're gonna jump him. If it's an on-ball screen, we're gonna face guard him. If he doesn't have the ball, we're gonna try not to allow him to get the ball back. We'll also throw our zone. We'll throw our zone at him a little bit. We watched last year. The zone was pretty effective last year, and then Bowden, who doesn't play for them now, got going. So we feel like our zone will do a pretty good job, and we think what we'll do man-to-man will be a pretty good job, and it'll be up to the other boys to try to beat us.
All right. Well, Weiland was the only name that I really remember. They had some other guys who didn't play very much in that contest, looking at last year's score sheets. Is this a one-man team this year?
Oh, no. They got Crater's best transfer, Ty, the big guy, their biggest guy there. So, you know, he gives them another proven scorer. A lot of the other kids just kind of hit shots from the outside. They don't drive a whole lot. Most of the offenses ran through Jackson and Ty. So, you know, our other guy that we'll be watching is Ty Dillon, and making sure that he doesn't get going and let other kids beat us. But we can't just give him set shots, because they've proven all year in all the film that we watch. They do a phenomenal job at hitting open shots if Jackson can break our defense down.
They can go as tall as any team that we've seen here in Heater Newman Gym so far. They can go 6'5", 6'5", 6'7", if they want to. Is that going to be a problem rebounding the basketball?
Oh, no, Chuck. You know, they're 6'7 guy. They don't play a whole lot. In fact, I think the majority of the minutes that he plays are JV. Their biggest kid will be Ty, the guy right there in the purple sweater that transferred from Crater. You know, even though he's tall, we feel like Luke will have his way with him. If Luke decides that he wants to be aggressive this evening, I think we could see Luke having a pretty big game, I feel, against them.
Okay. What do you expect from them in terms of defense? Are they going to pressure you? What the Panthers going to put out on the floor?
Yeah, I think we'll get some pressing from them. You know, we haven't seen them press too much in film, but we don't do well with pressure, so, you know, it wouldn't surprise me to see South Medford come out at some point to give us a full court pressure and to see just how we handle it. And if we handle it great, they'll probably get out of it. I don't expect them to do any zone, but once again, if you've watched film on us, zone is something that I would do against us, because we've struggled until we got North Medford out of it, because we threw a couple different zone plays that worked really well. So we'll see what they do. We expect them to do man-to-man, no switch. That's what they've been their whole entire program for the last 10 years, so I don't expect really anything different.
The Panthers not going to change his coat, huh?
No, I don't think so. They tend to run their system from their AAU all the way down. So, you know, we don't expect something too surprising. But if they decide to throw zone, we'll be ready, because we've got some stuff that actually works really well right now.
Okay, all right. Coach, we'll come back with more right after this word from our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services.
The much-anticipated Wipeout Hunger event is back. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter, and 10 ounces or more of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we'll exchange that for a pair of wiper blades installed on your car valued up to $35. This is a great deal for you and the hungry of Southern Oregon. Wipeout Hunger runs from January 15th until February 16th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you and wipe out hunger.
All right, Coach, we've talked about the South Medford Panthers already. Tell me about the Grants Pass Cayman. Morgan had two of his best games of the year against South last year. Scored almost 30 points in the two games total.
Yeah, you know, we're going to look to feed Luke. And you know, that one game at South Medford, we had a pretty good chance of beating them there. And then they had Bowden. Bowden decided to guard him and did a pretty good job. And luckily, Bowden doesn't go here. He moved to Idaho. So if our guards can get Luke the ball, I feel pretty confident that Luke will have a big game against them tonight. And I think he's ready mentally for it, too. He knows the success he's had against them. And if he just plays big, he feels that us coaches feel like he'll have a pretty big game. And we'll be looking for him early.
Well, you don't think their coaches coaches are going to target Morgan the way you're targeting Jackson?
Yeah, no, I think they'll double team him. But I think Luke is also smart enough to pass out of it. And I think if we have wide open shots, I think we'll be okay to hit him. I mean, we're not the greatest shooting team in the league. We tend to either shoot really hot or really cold, but we also have a lot of guys that can get to the rim and finish too. So I anticipate if they double Luke, the other guy's going to be slashing to the block, and so they're going to have to pick their poison. And you know, my guess is they'll probably continue to double Luke and make everybody else beat him, just like we're going to do with Jackson.
All right. Well, if Luke's doubled, who's going to be cutting to the basket to take his pass?
Whoever.
Jesse, no. or Bowden?
Well, just it just depends. Okay. Whoever doubles Luke, that guy will be cutting to the rim. So you know, it'll be somebody probably different every time, depending what they do. So we're just hoping that first quarter that we can actually sustain any big runs from them, see what they're trying to do, and make an adjustment by the second quarter, and hope that our boys compete at a high level to where we're able to keep ourselves within the game and then bump up the lead from there.
All right, Coach, your goal all season has been to keep opposing teams at 45 points or below. What defensive scheme do you have for the Panthers?
Well, we think that's realistic. We think that's realistic with any team that we play in our league, and that will always be our goal, Chuck. You know, we feel like at 45 points, it gives us a high probability of winning that game, and so that's what we're really focused on, is our defense. And you know, if Luke can chip in 30 points, we'll take it. But you know, this year I think his highest is 21, 22. So you know, he's still trying to find the basket at a higher rate in his field goal percentage. But you know, as you said, last year he had two really good games. So I'm hoping for the same thing. I'm hoping this is his
two more, Luke.
I'm hoping this is his breakaway game, and that at this point he starts getting going.
All right, Coach. Listen, thank you very much. Hopefully, when we talk later, you'll still be leading the conference when we come back here later after the game. To all of you, stay tuned. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body. Naturally.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Time now for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, lumber, decking, where Dell Road meets the Redwood Highway. Farmers Building Supply for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Starting tonight will be number 24, Luke Morgan. Luke is wearing number 24. He's a senior, about 6'4", averaging 11 points a game. Now, last year against these same Medford Panthers, in two games, he scored 29 points and was 9 for 11 from the free throw line. They seem to bring out the best in Luke Morgan. Also, getting the start tonight, number 3, Gavin McLean, averaging 10.5 points a game. He's an 80% free throw shooter and a senior. A junior, 00, Benton Bruner, averaging almost 10 points a game. And Jaden Jesse, a senior, averaging 6.2 points per game. And Tyler McIntosh, averaging almost 7 points a game. All right, those are the starters for the Grants Pass Cavemen. We'll talk about the Panthers when we come back right after this word from our good friends at Farmers Building Supply.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back to Heater Newman Gym. Now, let's talk about the... I have not confirmed any starters with their coaching staff. They're just unavailable at this point. Sometimes we match up pretty easily. Sometimes just the way things work out. At any rate, what we have for you is certainly we expect Jackson Whelan to start tonight. He wears number 3, has for a long time. Well, last year and this year. In 2 games against Grants Pass last year, he scored 37 points. Of those 37 points, only 2 were 3-pointers. So he's a ball handler. He's a slasher. He's a cutter. Oh, pardon me. When I say he's a shooter, he's 9 for 11 from the free throw line against Grants Pass in those 2 games last year. So he was the one that we were talking about. They've got to keep the ball out of his hands and let the rest of the team try to score over them. Now, the other player that we're fairly sure will be a starter is Ty Dolan. He wears number 11. He's a 6'5 senior. He was a transfer from Crater, and he is a scorer. So at 6'5, look for him to be shoulder-to-shoulder with Luke Morgan most of the night. It's going to be a great matchup to watch. Other than that, we are not sure about the other starters for the South Medford Panthers. So we'll get that when we get it from the PA announcer at the introduction of players coming up momentarily. Well, that's what we know about starting lineups tonight, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Keys to tonight's game coming after this 60-second caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Keys to tonight's game brought to you by Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. And talk about the keys to tonight's game. Well, we've already talked about part of that, and part of that is going to be rebounding. That's going to be underneath the basket where those battles are really going to take place, Dylan versus Morgan. So if the Caveman can get some support for Morgan underneath the basket, the Caveman can dominate those particular statistics. Come down with those rebounds, get you extra shots on both ends of the floor, and can deprive your opponent of any extra shots that follow. So that's what the Cavemen need to do in terms of rebounding. In terms of defense, the Cavemen have been playing good defense last several games, so we expect their defense to be solid whichever way Coach Jesse decides to go, and he'll switch that up throughout the game. Then comes the offense. If Morgan is held in check, that is a double-team belly-to-belly situation where he's just taken out of the game, and that takes a couple of people to do that, so that means other people will be open. So if everybody can just hit their average, the Cavemen should come away with a win. So look for a good scoring average tonight from McLean, Bruner, and Jesse. Throw in McIntosh. If they just hit their averages, we should be in pretty good shape if the Cavemen can once again hold the Panthers down to that 45 points per game, which they feel is realistic. More after this from Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Now, we mentioned earlier that these two teams are tied for the conference lead at 0-2. It's early in the season. They are also both 8-6 coming into this contest tonight. Now, there are a couple of common opponents back early in the season when Grants Pass lost to Lincoln 65-58 on the very next night. The Panthers lost to Lincoln 67-58. Pretty close. Switch that around. Sherwood defeated the Panthers 65-53 and also beat Grants Pass 62-48. So there is that. Take that into consideration. Those are pretty comparative scores. That says both these teams should be fairly even when they take the floor tonight. Let's see. The Panthers are just coming off a big victory over the Sheldon Irish. This one was played at South Medford. South Medford came away a one-point winner, 58-57. So we'll know about where we stand when this throughout the conference after tonight's contest. Let's throw in a couple of other numbers. South Medford comes in, according to the OSAA rankings, and that's not subjective. It is a mathematical formula, has them ranked 12th. Conversely, the Grants Pass came in with identical records, are ranked 33rd. That's a weighted formula on the schedule. Depends on who you played and where you played them, basically, in-state, out-of-state. And then there are two actually different rating systems averaged out for the OSAA. That's all explained on their website if you're looking for that. What it boils down to is we've got a rivalry game tonight, a conference game tonight, and it should be a great one, folks. About a minute and a half before the opening tip-off, so stay tuned. We want to tip our hats to our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, offering complete vacuum repair and supplies along with your all your sewing needs on 6th Street between H and I. They brought you the keys to tonight's game. Stay tuned. Tip-off or introduction of players and the tip-off coming after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
January is flooring month at Diamond Home Improvement. Come check out Diamond Home Improvement's large inventory of incredibly priced flooring. Diamond is starting the year off with a bang and offering several options with the best pricing of the year. Choose from luxury vinyl plank, laminate, vinyl tile, and plush carpet. Diamond offers in-home measures, design services, and can even connect you with installers. Need financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. There's the buzzer. The warm-up clock has expired. We're getting close to getting this one underway, ladies and gentlemen. Both teams have taken their positions for the opening ceremonies here at Heater Newman Gym. The rally squad is right across the mid-court stripe, and the PA announcer is asking everybody to come to their feet, remove their hats if possible, and face the flag for the national anthem performed by our Grants Pass marching band. Once again, taking up their positions at the south end of Heater Newman Gym, right? That's the A Street side. So that's where we stand right now. Once again, you're listening to KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon, and we'll be back after this one-minute KFAN timeout.
River's Edge Academy Charter School, a place where teachers, parents, and community partners come together to help your child achieve academic excellence. Personalized learning offers students a chance to learn while pursuing their passions. Parents have chosen Reach for a variety of reasons, but children enjoy it because their days are enriched with field trips, dance, sports, art, music, small group classes, and more. For a holistic approach to student learning where you as a parent has a voice, visit reach-school.org today. Your future is within reach.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Final strains of the national anthem being performed here by the Grants Pass Pep Band. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And we're just about ready to get this one underway as the PA announcer takes over and we get the introduction of the starting players tonight. Jackson Whelan being introduced once again for the Panthers. Wearing number 3 once again, the two games had 37 points against the Cavemen. He's the key to this South Panther game. Number 11, Ty Dolan, being introduced. Number 12 being introduced, that's a Colby Shuttleberg, a 6'1 senior. Joining him, number 21, Jed Thompson, 6'5 sophomore. And number 22 is Cole Addy, a 6'1 junior. So they're going 6'5, 6'5. To start the game. So they'll be looking for some rebounds early now for the Grants Pass Cavemen. You can hear the band coming up in the background. Home fans on their feet. Double zero being introduced. That's Peyton Brunner. Averaging 9.3 points per game. Capable of much, much more. Looking for some of that tonight. Number 3. That's Gavin McLean. He'll handle the ball. He'll shoot the 3. He'll score inside and out. Gavin McLean. Averaging 10.5 points a game. Number 11 getting the start tonight, Tyler McIntosh, a junior, averaging 6.9 points per game. Will do anything the Cavemen ask of them. And number 24 being introduced. That's the leading scorer so far, Luke Morgan. Once again against this team in two games, 29 points last season. 9 of 11 from the free throw line. So he's a streaky free throw shooter. And finally, number 44 is Jayden Jesse, also a senior, averaging 6.3 points per game, capable of hitting double figures at any time. A great shooter, rebounder. He does anything the coach really needs done on the basketball floor. So we've got the principal's name for each side. Now we're just about ready to get this one underway. Tonight's first quarter brought to you by Moser Paving. Call Moser at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, all your site preparation needs. All right. They're at the center of the court right now. The basketball is not there yet, but it's on its way, ladies and gentlemen. And the official just picked it up at the scorer's table. Handshakes all around. Brunner is squaring off against one of the 6'5 players. I'm not sure which one that is. I want to say that's Johnson. He's a 6'5 sophomore. That's the call. No, pardon me. It is number 11, Ty Dillon, 6'5 senior. High in the air. Brunner controls it into the hands of Jesse. And the Cavemen get the first offensive possession as Jesse crosses the timeline right at center court. Left-hand side quickly to McIntosh. McIntosh turns. High post. The ball comes to Morgan. Morgan runs it down between the circles right now. Looks for help. Right-hand side then to Jesse. Jesse takes a step inside. Looks down low for Morgan. Morgan trapped along the baseline, tries to muscle one up, draws the foul. He'll go to the free throw line with a couple here early. And he did draw a double team. Number 21, Johnson, will get the infraction. First foul on anyone. Oh, say he wasn't shooting. So ball comes in from the end line, and inbounds pass stolen away in the backcourt by Dolan. Dolan laid pass up quickly to Whelan. Whelan out front with the basketball, moving against Jesse as it came in, open up in a man-to-man defense ball, left-hand side quickly to Dolan. Dolan out front to Whelan. Whelan right-hand side quickly we'll check that. Ball chased out of bounds by the Grants Pass Cavemen. Brunner got in front of the intended receiver. That was Dolan, chased the ball out of bounds. Inbounds play now coming from the Panthers. Colby Schulberg, S-H-U-L-D-B-E-R-G, and the ball in quickly to Whelan out front. Whelan drives the free throw line, cuts to the left-hand side on the wing, keeps the dribble alive, looks for help, bounce pass left-hand side. Gets the ball down to Dolan. Dolan shovels right-hand side on the wing, long shot on the way, and the three is buried by number 22, Addy. So it's 3-0 here, South Panthers. In the backcourt, Jesse on the run, stops left front court. Bullet pass down low to Morgan. Morgan gets a man up in the air. Turns around, fire shot is up, off, no good. Second shot up, no good. Rebound cleared by number 21, Johnson. Johnson's outlet goes to Whelan. Whelan, right-hand side, cut, slashes, gets into a double team taken down by Jesse. I think Jesse going to be called for the foul. I thought he had the basketball. We'll see. No. Number 11, McIntosh drew the foul. Well, McIntosh will pick up his first team foul on the Cavemen. Each team has one now here in the first quarter. Inbounds play contested by McIntosh. Takes away. McIntosh wins. Gets the ball out to Jesse. Quickly left-hand side to Morgan. Morgan comes down the left-hand side. Stops in the corner. Gets the ball out front. It's deflected. Picked up by the Panthers. Panthers right back on the run. Ball in the hands of Johnson. Johnson left front court. Make that Donald left front court. Looks down low. Ball goes into the corner. Left-hand side to Whelan. Whelan looks down low. Can't find a cutter. Back out front quickly to Dolan. Bounce pass inside quickly. Dolan spins, fires, and draws a foul, I believe, from McLean. We'll see as the official comes to the side. That's the call. So McLean will pick up his second team foul on the Cavemen here in the first quarter. 6:06 to play. It's 3-0 Panthers. Inbounds play stolen by Bruner. Bruner comes back. It's 3-on-1. Bruner goes to the right-hand side, but the Panthers react quickly. Bruner in the paint. Bustles one up. Off won't go. Rebound taken down by Dolan again. And Dolan's controlling the board so far himself. He brings the ball down across the timeline himself. Comes out front between the circles. Right-hand side quickly to Addy. Addy bullet pass down low to Dolan. Slapped away by one of the Cavemen. Picked up by Stalin. Gets the ball out. Once again back into the hands of Dolan. Left-hand side in the corner. Back out front quickly to Addy. Top of the key then to Whelan. Whelan drives. Gets into the paint. He's quick. Shot is up. Off no good. Board cleared. Shot is up and good by number 21. That's Johnson. So Johnson gets two. That's 5 points for the Panthers. He goes to the free throw line after he was fouled, I believe, by... Was that McLean? No, it was Jesse. Jesse will pick up his first third team foul on the Cavemen. And quickly into the game is Zach DeShane. Getting McLean a little breather. Shot is up from the free throw line and good for the 6'5 sophomore Johnson. He's got three in the basketball game. It's 6-0. Cavemen still looking for the first points. DeShane in the backcourt trying to move the ball across against Whelan. Drives left-hand side, goes behind the back now between the circles. Right-hand side quickly to McIntosh. McIntosh out front to Jesse. Left-hand side quickly to Bruner. Bounce pass down low to Morgan. Morgan looks for room underneath. Works his way back in. Flips the ball right-hand side to McIntosh. Ten-footer from the right-hand side won't go. Rebound knocked away out of bounds. I think it's going to be Grant's pass ball. No. Looked like it came off of someone wearing a blue uniform. Now, don't forget, the Panthers are wearing their traveling blues. So when I said we had a plethora of blue tonight, we have a bunch of it. Both teams' home color is blue. Rosetta checks into the basketball game, and Bruner gets a little breather. We miscounted last week. Bruner did have 10 points, not 8. As we previously reported, bounce pass right-hand side quickly to Dolan for the Panthers, still on the attack, leading 6-0 here in the first period. Gets the ball right-hand side to Johnson at the high post, right back to Dolan, drives, kicks the ball right-hand side through the hands of the sophomore Johnson, and out of bounds, Grants Pass basketball. So 4:46, and the Cavemen still looking for their first points against these tough Panthers. McIntosh makes the inbounds play uncontested in the backcourt to DeShane. Whelan keeps DeShane honest in the backcourt, crosses the timeline, right front court. Looks for help. Cuts back to left-hand side, gets a little pick from Jesse. Spins, comes down the lane, lays one up, that's off, no good. Grants Pass can't buy one right now. Long pass down to Whelan all the way, lays one up and in transition. So Whelan's first 2 points come in transition. He's got two, and it's 8-0, Panthers. DeShane, top of the key for Grants Pass. Shovels right side into the corner to Jesse. Jesse with the basketball, feeds it high post into Morgan. Morgan looks down the lane. He attacks, turns right-hand side, and draws a foul, I think, from Johnson again. We'll see as the official comes to the side. That's the call. So Johnson will pick up his second team foul on the Panthers. 4:13 to play. Inbounds play for the Cavemen coming from the inline as McLean checks back in, and McIntosh gets a little breather. McIntosh will make the inbounds play, and DeShane comes out to complete the four corners of the box around the key. McLean slaps the ball, loops the ball out front into Morgan. Morgan left-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta, free throw line jumper to McLean. It's up and good, and the Cavemen are on the board. So the Cavemen broke the ice now, and it's 8-2, 4:02 to play, first period. On the drive, right-hand side, it's Whelan. Whelan with the basketball out front, quickly to Dolan, left-hand side. Then back right-hand side to number 12, that's Schulberg. And bounce pass down low, and it's going to be Medford ball inbounds. Number 14 checks into the basketball game. A 6-foot freshman, Carter Mills, is into the game. And the inbounds play coming from the end line from Whelan. Out front quickly to the new man on the floor. That's Mills. Mills with the basketball, then backs away from the defense of Morgan. Kicks the ball left-hand side to Dahlin. Dahlin left front court. Back right-hand side quickly to Schulberg. Schulberg with the basketball. Looks down low. Finds Whelan right-hand side on the corner on the wing. Back to Dahlin for three from about 22 feet. It's off, no good. Long rebound into the hands of Jesse. But in heavy traffic, ball knocked free, rolls into the backcourt. And the first ones there are the Panthers, and the Panthers quickly call timeout. 8-2, Grants Pass trails by 6, 3:22 to play. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back, everyone. It's a six-point lead for the Panthers here in the first period. 3:22 to play. It's 8-2. So Grants Pass is struggling getting the ball in the hole so far, but usually that's a slow start for the Grants Pass Cavemen, and that's not unusual. On the floor for Grants Pass, McLean, DeShane, Jesse, Rosetta, and Morgan. Inbounds play coming from the Panthers right at the half-court mark out of the hands of Schulberg. And they set up a two-man screen. Dahlin breaks into the backcourt and gets the inbounds play shoulder to shoulder with Jesse. Jesse almost lost his footing but stayed up with him. Out front tries to drive by Jesse left-hand side. Bounce pass down low to Whelan, left-hand side on the wing. Back out front again. Top of the key. Shot is up, and this one just off. No good. Long rebound into the hands of Rosetta. Hands the ball off to DeShane, and the Cavemen come back after a good defensive stand looking to put the ball through the hole again. DeShane right-hand side goes to Jesse on the wing. Jesse looks down low, pops out front then to Rosetta, left-hand side quickly to McLean. McLean looking for room, launches the three, hits the back of the iron, off, no good. Rebound being fought for. Morgan has it hard to the glass, it's good. And Morgan has two, and it's 8-4. Whelan brings the ball back down quickly for the Panthers. Top of the key, cuts the left-hand side. Shuttles the ball quickly to Miles. Miles back out front, still moving with the basketball, left-hand side. Lobs out front quickly to Lindahl. Lindahl left-hand side to Dahlin. And Dahlin drops a shoulder. And it's an offensive foul. So Ty Dahlin picks up his first offense of the night. That's the third team foul on the Panthers. Each team has three now in the first period. Inbounds play for Grants Pass as Bruner returns and Jesse gets a little breather. DeShane will make the inbounds play from the end line against token pressure in the backcourt. The freshman, Carter Mills, is back. The freshman getting some early playing time for both these squads right now. DeShane drives into the forecourt, left front court, keeps the dribble alive out front, backs away from the defense, and it is tied up by the freshman. Mills will pick up the infraction this time. So Mills will pick up his first of the night, and that's the fourth foul on the Panthers. McIntosh checks back into the basketball game, and DeShane gets a breather. Inbounds play coming from the sideline about halfway between the end line and the half-court mark being executed by McLean. And they came and go into a shuffle ball left-hand side in the corner quickly to Bruner. Bruner double-teamed, stripped to the basketball, but the ball shoveled out front to McLean. Top of the key then to Rosetta. A shot is off, no good. But Bruner follows it. He gets his first two of the night, and it's 8-6. Lead pass left-hand side again to Mills on the wing. Back out front to Whelan. Whelan head fakes, working eyeball to eyeball against McLean. Picks the ball right-hand side on the wing. Gives it on the right-hand side to Dahlin. Out front quickly to Lindahl. Back out front to Whelan. To Lindahl. Lindahl back out to Whelan. Drives, elevates him 15. Hits the back of the iron, off. No good. High for the rebound is Rosetta. Outlet comes to Bruner. Bruner uncontested as he crosses the timeline right at center court. Looks for help. Finds McIntosh, left front court. McIntosh puts the ball on his hip. 1:23 left here in the first period. Drives the right-hand side. Stops on the wing. Looks for help. Flips the ball out front. It's deflected and picked up by the Panthers. Ball in the hands of Whelan as he leads the break. Left-hand side clicked into Mills in the corner. Can't get a shot off. Out to Dahlin. Dahlin head fakes. Gets into the paint. Lays one up off. No good. And a whistle called underneath. I think this one's going against Morgan, but we'll see. The officials discussing this one. Are they saying whose turn is it to buy pizza?
No.
Number 11, it's on McIntosh. That'll be the second on McIntosh. Fourth team foul on the Cavemen going to the free throw line. Number 11, Ty Dolan. First trip to the free throw line there. Shot is up and off. No good. 107 left here in the first period. Once again, 8-6. Grants Pass down by two. Panthers at the free throw line right now. One more shot coming for Ty Dolan. Has the ball now. One bounce. Shot is up. And this one's good. One for two. His first points of the basketball game. And it's 9-6. Grants Pass down by three. But the basketball in the hands of McLean. And McLean into the forecourt. Hands the ball off quickly to McIntosh. Shovels right-hand side to Bruner. Still in the forecourt right now. Right-hand side on the wing. Gets into the paint. Steps away. Fades away. 15-footer. And it's good for Bruner. And Bruner has four. And once again, it's a 9-8 basketball game. 47 seconds left. Shot drives by Whelan. Off, no good. Rebound into the hands of McLean. 40 seconds left. Caveman crosses the timeline. Moves to the right-hand side. The free throw line. Penetrates. Goes up with a shot off glass. And it's good for McLean. And McLean gets his second field goal of the night. And the Caveman lead at 10-9 with 26 seconds left here in the first period. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Dolan. Back out front to Whelan. Whelan puts the ball on the floor as they show a double high post. Breaking out of that post was Dolan. Back left-hand side then quickly to Whelan as the Cayman showing a zone defense now. Ball left-hand side quickly to Dolan. Back out front to Whelan. 8 seconds on the clock. Whelan being surrounded by McIntosh. Kicks the ball left-hand side to Schulberg. He'll launch the three. It's in and out. Won't go. Rebound by McLean with seconds left. Didn't get the shot off in time. Hits the backboard and bounces away at the end of one. The Cayman lead the Panthers by one. 10-9. We'll be back with a second period right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
The much-anticipated Wipeout Hunger event is back. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter, and 10 ounces or more of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we'll exchange that for a pair of wiper blades installed on your car valued up to $35. This is a great deal for you and the hungry of Southern Oregon. Wipeout Hunger runs from January 15th until February 16th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you and wipe out hunger.
Tonight's second quarter brought to you by Diamond Home Improvement on the north end of town, right at the top of 7th Street. 10-9 the score here. The Cavemen lead by one, and they just wrested that lead away from the Panthers in the closing seconds of that first period. Knew we were going to have a barn burner tonight, folks. So far, so good. Coming back out for Grants Pass is DeShane Rosetta. Jesse McLean and Bruner. Inbounds play coming from the Panthers. Number 12, Schuttleberg gets the ball in, or is trying to get the ball in, loops it down low in the backcourt to Whelan. Whelan into the forecourt, working against DeShane. Whelan between the circles, now comes back left-hand side. Adolin tries to the drive to the baseline, kicks the ball right-hand side in the corner. Three-point shot is up and away, missed everything right into the hands of Bruner. Bruner puts the ball on the floor himself, comes down the floor, right front court, drops the ball off to McLean. McLean looks at the bench, says, what do we do, coach? Gets his instructions, feeds the ball back to DeShane in the circle. In high post, into Rosetta. As Bruner drops down low, gives the ball top of the key then to McLean. Back to Bruner, right-hand side, who worked about halfway down the lane. Tries to work inside, kicks the ball back out to McLean for three on the way. It's good! And McLean here has 7 points in the basketball game. And it's 13-9. The Cavemen lead at 7-17 to play. Ball right-hand side. Ball in the hands of Whelan, and a whistle stops the action away from the basketball. A little jostling for position, evidently. And the foul called on number 12, Schulberg. So first team foul this period on the Panthers. Once again, this season, the fouls are erased each period. You get five, it goes into a double shot foul for the opposition. Ball right hand side now in the hands of Jesse. Jesse drives free throw line. Elevates, goes down low, then to McLean. McLean elevates, shot is up on the back of the iron. Balanced there, then rolled off into the hands of Whelan for the Panthers. Comes back through heavy traffic, pulls the ball out front, and lets his team reset. Goes left-hand side to Dull, and then corner left-hand side. Shot is up for three. This one rolls off into the hands of McLean. McLean controls the basketball, lets the traffic clear, drops the ball right back out to DeShane. In the backcourt, number 22, Addy after Jesse, or after DeShane. DeShane behind the back, goes right-hand side. They call it for travel. 13-9 the score. Grants Pass leading by four. Morgan checks in, and Rosetta gets a little breather. Inbounds play in the backcourt for the Panthers. Goes from Dolan to Whelan. We'll probably be saying that a lot tonight. Whelan out front between the circles now. DeShane trying to keep him honest. Ball goes right-hand side. There's a switch as Bruner picks him up. Back left-hand side again to Addy. Addy goes in the corner, then to Mills. Mills with the basketball. Lobs it inside to Dolan. Dolan fades away. Hooks one up. Foul called underneath. The two-shot foul. Dolan will go back to the free-throw line. One for two so far tonight, and the foul is going to be called on Morgan. So Morgan will pick up his first of the basketball game. 13-9 the score at the free throw line. Ty Dolan, one for two from the free throw line. Just 1 point so far tonight. Lots of rebounds, though. We keep a lot of numbers, but with our staff, we just cannot keep individual rebounds or some additional stats. We get an awful lot for you for it. Our system, one more shot coming now for Dolan. Missed one for three from the free throw line. Rebound, though, goes to the Panthers. Ball comes out front to Whelan. Whelan lobs it right-hand side. Quickly to Mills. Mills with the basketball, right front court. Puts the ball on the floor himself, comes top of the key. Tries to drive, goes all the way down, floats one up, high off glass, won't go. Rebound number 21, puts it up and in, and that's Johnson. Johnson gets his fifth point of the basketball game, and it's 13-11 now, a two-point game. DeShane in the backcourt, comes across the timeline right at center court, where he gets the man-to-man defense. Ball back right-hand side to Morgan, on the wing, bounce pass down low to Bruner. Bruner looks for help inside, can't get inside the paint. Once he does, quick move, spins and fires, it's good. Great quickness by Bruner that time. He's got six in the basketball game, and it's 15-11. Whelan comes down, ball goes right-hand side, quickly to Mills, back left-hand side, then to Addy in the wing right, back out front then to Whelan. Whelan drives left-hand side. Opens up, shot is up, off no good. Rebound into the hands of Jesse. Jesse pushing the ball down the floor, but he's outnumbered. He waits for better numbers, flops the ball right-hand side to DeShane. DeShane, high post, the ball comes to Morgan. Morgan tries to drive, puts the ball up off glass, off no good. Morgan and his defender both go down on the rebound. Whelan takes it all the way, loses the basketball. It's picked up by ball long pass down to Morgan. He goes to the glass, and this one's up and down, and it's good. He's got four, and it's 17-11. Grants pass by six. 4:43 to play in the half. Whelan right hand side. Gives the ball in the corner to Dolan. Dolan spins, has some room on the baseline. Lays one up. That's no good. Rebound into the hands of McLean. McLean back through heavy traffic. Top of the key. Moves off to the right hand side. Shovels to Jesse in the paint, then to Morgan. Morgan shot deflected. Picked up by Mills underneath the basket. He comes back for the Panthers on the run. Right front court. Square enters the timeline. Right hand side. Looks for help. Flips the ball into the corner, right-hand side. Looking for Dolan on a cut. Can't get to him. Being surrounded by Dolan. Elevate shot right-hand side. It's up and off. No good for number 21. That's Johnson, and a foul called underneath. Timeout. No, not a foul underneath. Timeout taken by the Grants Pass Cavemen. A look at the scoreboard. 17-11. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
17-11 the score right now. 4:06 to play here in the first half. You're listening to Caveman Sports, Caveman Basketball from Heater Newman Gym tonight on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. I'm Chuck Benson here at Heater Newman Gym. Pretty good crowd on hand tonight for a Tuesday night. Adult side pretty well filled out. We Well, both sides, anybody can sit, but basically the student side pretty full, too, for a Tuesday night. Eh, to heck with the studies. Let's go to the basketball game. DeShane in the backcourt now with the ball. Crosses the timeline, left front court. Goes to the wing, all the way into the corner. Looks for a cutter inside. Bounce pass down low. Tried to get the ball inside. Loose scramble for it. Bodies on the floor. Whistle stops the action. We've got a jump ball called on the alternate possession rule. It belongs to the Cavemen. And it'll come in from, I believe, the end line is where they're pointing. It is. Almost underneath the basket. McLean comes over to make the play as the Cavemen put that picket line across the baseline right now. And Rosetta jumps out of that to the free throw line to take the pass. Hands it off to McLean. McLean shovels down low to loose basketball. Picked up by the Panthers on the fly right now. It's Whelan coming down. Elevates. Eight-footer on the way. Off. No good. Rebound out to Dolan. Left-hand side shot is up from Adi. And this one is good. And he's got two threes tonight. 6 points in the basketball game. And it's 17-14. Three-point lead for Grants Pass. DeShane into the forecourt on the drive. Right-hand side to McLean on the wing. Back out high post to Bruner. Bruner elevates from the free throw line. Rolls it in and out. Won't go. Rebound taken down by Dolan. Dolan out quickly to Whelan. Left-hand side. Looks for room on the baseline, spins, double team, bounce pass out front to Dolan, lobs it into the corner quickly to Johnson. Johnson right-hand side, bounce pass back into Whelan. He's surrounded on the baseline, trapped there. Loose basketball comes out of bounds. Pass gets it back on good defense that time. Jesse checks in for the Cavemen, and so does Morgan. So Jesse stays in to make the inbounds play. McLean comes into the backcourt to take the pass. So we've got Morgan, Bruner, and Rosetta. So Grants Pass really has gone as big as it can right now. Ball comes right-hand side to Morgan on the wing. Morgan looks down low. Rosetta on the cut. Can't get to him. Back out front to Bruner. Then down low to Rosetta. He spins. A little hook shot is up and good for Rosetta. His first two tonight. And it's 19-14. Ball right-hand side in the hands of the Panthers. Back out front to Dolan for three from 22. It's off. No good. Board comes down into Bruner's hand. Brighton, make that Rosetta. His outlet pass goes to Bruner. Bruner right-hand side, top of the key. Looks for help. Tries to penetrate. Looks for somebody in the corner. Can't find them. Looks for help. Gets to McLean on the run, and he is fouled. Number one got a hand on him. That's Cash Libdahl. Oh, pardon me, they've called that on Whelan. So Whelan will pick up his first. Second team foul on the Panthers in this period. 2:22 to play in the half. McLean going to make the inbounds play as the Cavemen put a box around the key, and they break out of that to Jesse, who breaks to the top of the key. Back left-hand side to McLean. McLean drives, elevates, shot is blocked, picked up by Schulberg, legs pass out left-hand side quickly. Shot is up and good by number 22, Adi. And D is leading all scorers, I think, with eight right now. It's 19-16. Grants Pass by three. McLean with the ball for Grants Pass into the forecourt. Left-hand side hands the ball off to Jesse between the circles. Jesse drives left-hand side. Drops the ball down low to Bruner. Bruner tries to fight his way into the paint and looks for help. Back out front to Jesse. Jesse right-hand side draws a double team as he gets into the paint. And they got a... Must have been a three-second violation. Turns the ball right back over. Pretty quick 3 seconds. Inbounds play comes to Whelan, uncontested in the forecourt. Jesse picks him up just as he crosses that timeline as the Cavemen still showing that zone defense. Whelan out front, moves to the left-hand side. Ball slapped away out of bounds by Morgan. Tried to get the ball to Adi, who seems to have the hot hand right now for the Panthers. Mills, the freshman, checks back in, and Adi sits down. Ball comes in bounds from Schulberg. Schulberg up front to Whelan, right-hand side to Dolan. Dolan high post then to Schulberg. Back out to Mills, lobs it right-hand side to Libdahl. Libdahl bounce pass left-hand side to Mills. Looks for room on the baseline. Elevates from 10 feet off. No good. Rebound cleared by Bruner. Outlet comes to McLean. 1:15 to play. The Cavemen lead by three, 19-16. So McLean walks the ball down slowly. Crosses the timeline now in between the circles. Calling a play as the Cavemen show a double high post. Breaking out of that post is Bruner, right-hand side on the wing. Turns, drives, comes in, draws a double team at the basket. And he got the foul, I think, from Dolan, but we'll see. That's the call. That'll be the second on Dolan going to the free throw line right now is Peyton Bruner. 42% free throw shooter on the season, but a better shooter than that, really. This one hits the front of the iron and off. I keep saying that, and he keeps proving me wrong. Go back to last year, and much better at the free throw line. Just bad luck sometimes. This one's up and hits the arm and off. 0 for 2. And the rebound in the hands of the Panthers, into Whelan's hands, left-hand side to Mills, back out to Whelan. Whelan look for a high post, kicks the ball out right-hand side, then to Dolan on the wing, back out front, then to Whelan. Whelan looks down low as a post player goes down low, ball stolen away by Morgan. Morgan gets the ball right back to McLean. McLean walks it down, 38 seconds left in the game, and leading by three. And between the circles now. Takes one way, lobs it down low in an alley-oop to Bruner. Bruner goes hard to the glass, draws the foul. Didn't get the shot up and down, but he'll have another chance at the free throw line here with 27.9 seconds left in the first half. So Bruner goes to the free throw line. Coming into the game, he was 17 of 40 from the free throw line. So the Cavemen need them all. Hits the front of the iron and off. One more shot coming for Peyton. A D returns for the Panthers. One more shot for Bruner now. Has the basketball. Two dribbles. Shot is up in the air. Follow through. Hits the front of the iron. Just off. Ball rebound. Bodies on the floor. No blood. So everybody's up and all right. No whistle. Ball goes right-hand side to Dolan. Back out front then to Whelan. Back right-hand side to Dolan. Puts the ball on the floor. Ball comes out front quickly to Livdahl. Livdahl back right-hand side to Dolan. Back left-hand side to Whelan. Whelan left front court, 5 seconds on the clock. Whelan drives, floats one up, that is off, no good. Tip up, though, is still no good. Rebound comes down to Rosetta at the buzzer. The Cavemen lead by three, 19-16 at the half. We'll be back and recap it all for you, folks, after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. The Cavemen lead at the half, 19-16. Here's how they got there. The Cavemen led by one at the end of the first period, 10-9. Outscored the Panthers in the second period, 9-7, to make it 19-16. Yeah, the defenses have been that tough. Grants Pass scoring came on 9 field goals, 1 three-pointer. They're 0 for 4 from the free throw line and were whistled for 5 fouls compared to 7 fouls for the Panthers. Panthers scoring came on 6 field goals, 2 three-pointers. They were 2 of 5 from the free throw line. In terms of team stats, the Cavemen out-rebounded the Panthers. They did that late in the basketball game, 16-15 by 1. In terms of floor percentage, the Cavemen 9 of 19 from the floor. That's 47%. That's very, very good compared to 6 of 35 for the Panthers. That's 24%. In terms of turnovers, Grants Pass turned it over 8 times compared to 7 times. So it's as close in the scoring sheet as it is on the scoreboard here at 19-16. And we'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Cape Madden timeout.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
January is flooring month at Diamond Home Improvement. Come check out Diamond Home Improvement's large inventory of incredibly priced flooring. Diamond is starting the year off with a bang and offering several options with the best pricing of the year. Choose from luxury vinyl plank, laminate, vinyl tile, and plush carpet. Diamond offers in-home measures, design services, and can even connect you with installers. Need financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, 19-16, the score, Cavemen leading by 3 at the half. Individual scoring first of all for the Panthers of Southern Oregon. Coming off the bench, Carter Mills, a freshman, just picked up a single foul. In a starting role, Jed Johnson, a 6'5 sophomore, has 5 points on 2 field goals and 1 free throw. He has also 2 fouls. Coming up the score sheet here, Cole Adee in a starting role, 3 field goals, 2 of them 3s. He has 8 points and I believe leads all scorers right now. No fouls for him. We've seen Colby Schulberg picked up a single foul. Ty Dillon just 1 point on 1 of 4 shooting from the free throw line. He has 2 fouls. Cash Lindahl, lots of time in the first half. Didn't figure to my scoring line at all. And Jackson Whelan, 1 2-point field goal and a single foul. Now for the Grants Pass Caven, coming off the bench, the freshman for Grants Pass, Jordan Rosetta, 1 2-point field goal and no fouls. Zach DeShane coming off the bench, didn't figure into my scoring line. Tyler McIntosh hasn't scored, been to the free throw line, has picked up a couple of fouls and several rebounds. Jaden Jesse hasn't scored, been to the free throw line. He picked up a single foul. Peyton Bruner, 3 field goals, 6 points, missed 4 free throws, no fouls. Luke Morgan, 2 field goals, 4 points, and a single foul. And the leading scorer for Grants Pass is Gavin McLean with 7 points on 3 field goals. That's 2 twos and a 3. Count them all up. The Cavemen will still lead it by 3, 19-16. We'll continue with more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
River's Edge Academy Charter School, a place where teachers, parents, and community partners come together to help your child achieve academic excellence. Personalized learning offers students a chance to learn while pursuing their passions. Parents have chosen Reach for a variety of reasons, but children enjoy it because their days are enriched with field trips, dance, sports, art, music, small group classes, and more. For a holistic approach to student learning where you as a parent has a voice, visit reach-school.org today. Your future is within reach.
Welcome back, everyone. Halftime analysis brought to you by the Neuro Clinic, specializing in neurological stress, trauma, including concussion and motor vehicle accidents. They identify the cause of the symptoms and then treat them naturally with chiropractic and functional medicine on the Williams Highway. Now for the Grants Pass Caveman, I think things went pretty much as they had hoped, although traditionally this season they have that slow start, ended up about 5 points behind initially, but then turned up the defense and matched the scoring. Came out at the end of the first period with a 1 point lead that was gained in the very last minute of the first period, 10-9. And then outscored the Panthers in the second period by a score of 9-7, primarily on defense. Panthers have been putting up the shots, but they've all been contested, and the Cavemen have lead their have held their leading scorer, Whelan, to just a single 2-point basket. I suspect that's not all he's going to get in the basketball game, but right now that bodes pretty well for Grants Pass. The defense is working like head coach Jesse wants it to. And the scoring, although he always wants more, but with a three-point lead against one of the top teams, one of the top contenders always in the Southwest Conference, he's probably a pretty happy camper right now. 19-16 the score right now. More after this from the Neuro Clinic.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body. Naturally.
Welcome back, everyone. Now, in order to maintain that lead and come away with a win, the Cavemen, in addition to continue to rebound, and a lot of that rebound has come from the freshman off the bench, Rosetta. Morgan has some rebounds, but once Morgan gets the basketball, he is drawing a lot of defensive pressure and has been held to about 4 points here in the first half. See if any of that changes in the second half. The Cavemen would like more scoring from Morgan, but as long as the other fellas are scoring, they'll be happy with that, because if Morgan's getting double and triple teams sometimes, that means somebody else is open. The trick is to get the ball to that open person with a good high-percentage shot. Well, about a minute to go here in the halftime. We'll get a pause. Tip our hats again to the Neuro Clinic. They brought you halftime analysis. They're out on the Williams Highway. Tip off for the throw-in coming in the second half after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Third quarter going to be brought to you by Evergreen Federal Bank. Evergreen Federal has been serving Southern Oregon for over 87 years. They're community-minded. They invest in projects that benefit schools and local nonprofits. Choose a bank that's different. Choose Evergreen Federal Bank. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. As both teams come to the floor right now, Cavemen with its original starters on the floor and on the alternate possession rule, will have the first inbounds play. So the first offensive possession will belong to the Cavemen. McLean will make the inbounds play from the half-court mark. And a three-man screen already broken up by the Panthers, consisting of Brunner, Jesse, and McIntosh, just about five feet inside the offensive side of the timeline. Breaking out of that as Jesse goes down low in the corner. Breaking into the backcourt then was McIntosh. He gets the inbounds pass, comes across the timeline, right front court, between the circles, hands the ball off to Brunner, left front court. Brunner feeds it high post to Jesse. Jesse spins, works down on Dalton, tries to elevate his strip to the basketball. He may have been, no, they're going to call him for the travel? They're calling that pretty closely tonight, and I don't know if there's a focus on that, but it surprised me both times. Doesn't mean it's wrong. It's just been a surprise. 19-16, the score is 7:48 on the clock, and the Panthers get the ball inbounds in the backcourt in the hands of, course, Whelan. He comes down across the timeline, drives off right-hand side, feeds the ball on the wing to Dolan. Dolan back to Whelan, who comes over on the wing to take the handoff, then drops down low. Whelan drives across the top of the key, back left-hand side, then in the corner to Whelan, works the baseline, draws a triple team, ball slapped away, loose basketball picked up by Brunner for the Cavemen. Look for transition, then slowed it down and gives the ball off to McLean. Left-hand side, back right-hand side to Brunner with the basketball now. Backs away against that man-to-man defense. Out front then to Jesse. Jesse shovels right-hand side to McIntosh. Out front then to Brunner. Brunner left-hand side to McLean. Bounce pass inside to Morgan. Morgan works one hard inside and draws a foul. And he'll go to the free throw line, I believe, this time. Whelan will pick up his second and the first foul of the second half on anybody. And going to the free throw line, Luke Morgan. Once again, against the Panthers last year, he was 9 of 11, 44% so far this year. Shot is up, hits the back of the iron, high and off. One more shot coming for Luke. Shot is up. Rattle it off, no good. Grants pass 0 for 6 from the free throw line. They lead by 9 if they hit their free throws. Ball out front quickly for the Panthers. Ball left-hand side on the wing to Dolan. Bounce pass inside to Whelan. Back out top of the key then to Schulberg. And a whistle stops the action. This one's going to be against McIntosh, I believe. That's the call. So McIntosh will pick up. That's his third and brings a buzzer quickly. And DeShane is back in. And McIntosh gets a little breather. Frustrating night for McIntosh. Inbounds play coming from the sideline from Schulberg. They feed it to Dolan, right-hand side on the wing. Back out front, top of the key for Johnson. Hits the back of the iron, and it hits the backboard. It goes through. So he's got 3 7 points in the 8 points in the basketball game now. After the three, we are tied at 19. Jesse into the forecourt, gives the ball off left-hand side to DeShane. DeShane launches the three, tries to answer. Rebound falls into the hands of Dolan. Outlet down to Whelan, left-hand side, through heavy traffic. He's fast. Lost the basketball, though. Picked up by McLean. Lead pass to Bruner. Bruner's got Jesse if he can get to him. Flips it right back to McLean, who's trailing. And McLean lays it up and in. And McLean gets his 9th point of the basketball game. It's 21-19. Grants pass by 2. Whelan has the ball for the Panthers in between the circles. Right-hand side quickly to Johnson. Johnson with the basketball out front top of the key to Schulberg. Schulberg left-hand side to Whelan. In the corner, left-hand side to Dahlman. Out front again to Whelan. Whelan tries to drive, spins into the paint, has room, kicks the ball back out to Schulberg. He'll launch the three. This one's off, no good. Rebound fought for, pulled down by AD. AD out front to Whelan, back left-hand side to shot is up and off, no good. Ball in the hands of McLean, who protects it, then drives down the left-hand side. It's 2-on-3. He'll wait for better numbers, feeds the ball out front to Bruner, right-hand side, then to Jesse. Then back down to Bruner, goes in the corner, right-hand side. Drives back into the paint, spins, kisses it off glass, and it's good. And Bruner gets his 4th field goal. He's got 8 in the basketball game, and the Cayman lead by 4, 23-19. Ball goes left-hand side to Dolan. Dolan in the corner, right-hand side in the corner, looks around for help. He's surrounded by Morgan. Morgan cuts off the baseline for him. Ball kicked out, though, to Whelan. Whelan spins, flips the ball in the corner, right-hand side to D for 3. This one's just off, no good. Rebound pulled out by Morgan. Outlet comes to DeShane down the right-hand side. It's 1-on-4. No, better numbers. He'll wait for help. Slows the ball down. Hands it to McLean, right front court. Stands in the center circle and draws that defense out. DeShane, top of the key. Starts the left-hand side. Flips the ball over to Jesse on the wing. Jesse, left-hand side. High post into Bruner. Bruner down low. Tried to get the ball to Morgan, who was being fronted, kicked out to DeShane, though. Right-hand side, loose basketball tipped out. This should be Grants Pass basketball. 23-19 the score. The Cayman lead, 4:34 to play. And Morgan gets a little breather. He's had some heavy contact tonight. I think Jesse's getting a little breather, too. McIntosh is back in. We've got Rosetta back in. Bruner stays in. DeShane and McLean. Ball out front, though, to Rosetta. Right-hand side, then, to Bruner. Back left-hand side, then, to McLean. Loose basketball, bad pass, loose out front, but saved by DeShane. Back left-hand side, ball kicked inside to Rosetta, and didn't get the shot off, but a whistle called. Foul called on Whelan, and that'll be Whelan's 3rd. 2nd in this period. Cayman ball inbounds in the end line there to the floor. Timeout has been called. 23-19 the score. We'll be back right after this 30-second Cayman timeout.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
The much-anticipated Wipeout Hunger event is back. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter, and 10 ounces or more of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we'll exchange that for a pair of wiper blades installed on your car valued up to $35. This is a great deal for you and the hungry of Southern Oregon. Wipeout Hunger runs from January 15th until February 16th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you and wipe out hunger.
23-19, the Cavemen lead the Panthers of South Medford. The play is resumed. It's going to be Grants Pass ball inbound from the inline, our end of the floor. And let's see, the Cavemen put that picket line across the back line with Bruner, Rosetta, DeShane, and McIntosh all on the floor. McLean slaps the ball, lops away out front to DeShane. DeShane starts right, then comes back left to McLean. McLean in the paint to Bruner. Bruner hard to the glass, too hard to the glass. It rolls off, rebound being fought for. And a whistle stops the action. This is going to be a foul against Rosetta, I believe, over the bag in the rebounding action. That's the call. So Rosetta will pick up his first of the basketball game. Second team foul on the Grants Pass Cavemen this quarter. 4:14 to play. Cavemen still leading 23-19. Panthers have the basketball in the hands of Jackson Whelan. Comes across the timeline, bounce pass right-hand side to Ty Dolan. Dolan on the wing out of a double high post. Tries to get by Grants Pass defense. Flips the ball out front quickly to Johnson. Back left-hand side then to Adi. Adi with the basketball. Comes back left-hand side. Ball out to Dolan for three. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound taken down by Rosetta. Gives the ball quickly to McIntosh. And Mac brings it down. Hands the ball off to McLean in the forecourt, right in the center circle. Back left-hand side quickly to Tymack. Tymack back out front to McLean, to DeShane. High post into Rosetta. Right back to DeShane. Top of the key for three. Hits the iron off. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Bruner brings the ball down. It's deflected. Loose basketball taken away finally. Finally by McIntosh, and immediately a timeout call by head coach Jesse. 23-19 the score. 3:21 showing on the clock. We'll be back with more right after this 30-second Cavemen timeout.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
3:21 left to play here in the third period. The Cavemen holding on to a four-point lead right now, 23-19. Interestingly enough, both scorers who had big games last year against this opponent on each side have been held pretty much in check. That's Luke Morgan for Grants Pass and Jackson Whelan for the Panthers. And players resume. It's Grants Pass ball inbounds in front of his own bench. McLean makes the play down low to Morgan, and Morgan is fouled immediately. And I think that was Ty Dillon. No, and number 21, Johnson. So Johnson will pick up the infraction. That's his third, and the third team foul on the Panthers with 3:20 to play here in the third. Inbounds play for the Cavemen coming from McLean from the inline. Again, the ball comes out front to Morgan. Morgan looks for an outlet, finds McLean top of the key, back right-hand side, then to DeShane. DeShane puts the ball on the floor, stutter steps, gets inside the paint, shovels down low to Bruner on the right-hand side. Cross court to DeShane, launches the three this time, rims and falls through. It is good. So DeShane hits the three. That's his first points of the basketball game. But the whistle stops the action, and we've got a foul on McLean, I think. No, they say it's against Bruner, away from the basketball. His first and the third team foul this half on the Cavemen. So each team has three in this period with 3 minutes to play. Inbounds play in the backcourt goes to Whelan. DeShane keeps him honest in the backcourt. Whelan up to the timeline, shovels the ball across to Ty Dolan, left-hand side. Dolan looks down low for a cutter, can't find anybody, comes back right-hand side to Schulberg, then down low on the baseline. Man surrounded there by Rosetta. Kicks the ball into the corner to Mills. Mills for three. Hits the iron off. No good. Morgan fighting for the rebound. Stripped to the basketball. Knocked out of bounds. And it'll be Grants Pass ball. Off of Dolan. DeShane and McLean in the backcourt here. And I think we're going to take a moment here and clean up the floor. The officials checking it out here. And McLean is going around trying to help and squeaking his shoes on it, seeing how the footing is. All right, Grants Pass ball, and here comes the full court pressure man-to-man by the Panthers. So McLean gets the ball in, stolen away by Dolan. Brunner tries to get it right back down low. Shot is up and good by number 21. Again, that's Johnson. And Johnson with 9 points in the basketball game. Going to be Grant's best ball. And now the official, I didn't see the whistle that stopped the action. And the officials, a little disagreement. Or now we're just discussing it and talking to the Panther coach. Subs in. Jesse comes back in. DeShane getting a little breather. And against full court pressure, McLean has Morgan and Jesse in the backcourt. At the half court mark are Rosetta and Bruner. The ball comes right hand side to Morgan. Back to McLean in the backcourt. Right hand side again to Bruner. Bruner puts the ball on the floor, goes behind the back, drives into the forward court, right hand side. Stops with the basketball, gives the ball up to Jesse. Jesse right hand side has room, top of the key, didn't cut. Back left hand side, then to McLean for three, and it's good. And McLean gets his second three of the night. He's got 12 points in the basketball game now. Ball left-hand side in the hands of the Panthers. Ball out front to Whelan. Whelan with the basketball right now. Looks left, comes back left-hand side quickly to Livdahl. Livdahl down low, shot up. Mills. Mills breaking along the baseline, finds two. It's 29-23. Grants Pass leading by six. McLean in the forecourt, hands the ball off quickly to Jesse. Jesse head fakes and travels with the basketball. Looks like he changed his mind in mid-stride, drug that pivot foot. That one we could see. That one everybody could see in the gymnasium. 29-23, Grants Pass by six. Panthers with the basketball inbounds from the sidelines. Dolan will make the play. They've got Whelan in the backcourt. DeShane comes down to keep everybody at least honest. Tries to just be a little pestered. He does. He's good at that. I just shouldn't have said a little. He plays pretty big. Ball comes back right-hand side for the Panthers to Johnson. Back left-hand side. Shot is elevated and deflected by Bruner. Picked up by McLean on the baseline and the Cayman comeback. 1:27 on the clock here in the third period. It's 29-23. Drops the ball right back to DeShane, and DeShane comes across the timeline right at center court. Drives the left-hand side, hands it off to McLean. McLean head fakes, has room. Drives, lays one up that's too hard off the glass. Rebounded by Dolan out to Whelan. Whelan on the drive right-hand side. Lead pass up to Mills. Mills on the wing, keeps the dribble alive, looks for help. Terminates the dribble, looks for a passer, can't find anybody. Loops it out front, finally to Whelan. Whelan drives at the free throw line, stops there, kicks it right back to Mills, and he'll launch for three, and this one's off, no good. Rebound into the hands of Livdahl. Livdahl inside the glass, it won't go. Long rebound into the hands of McLean. McLean pulls the ball down. Heavy action under the boards here. 45 seconds left here in the third period. Caveman basketball on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. DeShane right-hand side. Shovels ahead to McLean. Pardon me, to Jesse. Left-hand side, then to McLean on the wing. McLean gets a pick from Morgan. Moves the baseline, launches the three on the way. It's off, no good. Rebound on the hands of Livdahl to Dahl. Back to Whelan, and Whelan comes back down the floor. Crosses the timeline right at center court. Comes back right-hand side to Mills. Mills wing right. Looking inside for a cutter. Can't find anybody. Goes in the corner to Johnson. Back out to Mills. Out front then to Livdahl. Livdahl back to Whelan. To Johnson. Left-hand side. Surrounded by Morgan. Tries to drive by Morgan. Can't do it. Morgan still surrounding him. Shoots over Morgan. The shot is up and good. Sometimes good offense beats good defense. That's what happened there. 29-25. The margin is two at the end of the third period. We'll be back with the fourth period right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local Do It Best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
All right, 8 minutes left here. Fourth period going to be brought to you by our good friends at Abby's Pizza, home of great pizza on Beacon Drive and on the Williams Highway. Either one, great pizza. You can have it delivered by calling 541-476-2133. And here on a Tuesday night, it's raining. You don't want to go outside. Let them bring it to you. Abby's Pizza, 476-2133. It's good. Good. Yeah, we're a fan of Abby's Pizza, I confess. 29-25, the score here at the Heater Newman Gym. The Cavemen leading by four and won that fourth period by 1 point again. 10-9 was the scoring. So, going to be a low-scoring game tonight. Both these teams, great defense being thrown out there right now. A lot of action on the floor, back and forth. Everybody's after it tonight. The play is resumed. The ball is going to belong to the Panthers. Inbounds play from the sidelines. Their freshman, Carter Mills, going to make the inbounds play in the backcourt to Whelan. And Whelan comes across the timeline. DeShane picks him up there. Drives to the right-hand side, working out of double high post and back to the top of the key. Those posts drop down low. Ball left-hand side to Adi. Back out front, top of the key to Dolan. Dolan, it fakes, drives, comes down the paint, gets in the paint, and calls for the travel. Took an extra step or two. Saw that one, too. 29-25. The Cavemen get the basketball back. Again, created by good defense by the Grants Pass Cavemen. Inbounds play from Jesse. Gives to McLean. Back to Jesse. Up to Bruner into the forecourt. Bruner slides down the left-hand side. Head fakes. Has room. Gets a lane in the paint. Goes up with a shot off balance. Out of bounds. The rebound went out of bounds off of, I think, Whelan. But it's going to be Grants Pass ball in bounds. Checking in, number 21 is Johnson. Shoots wall comes out. Pardon me, yeah. Livdahl comes out. At any rate, on the floor for Grants Pass. Well, McLean going to make the inbounds play. And the Cavemen go into a little shuffle here and didn't get it in time. That was a pretty quick 5 seconds, but that's all right. 29-25, 7:30 on the clock. Inbounds play. Livdahl to Whelan. Said that went a lot tonight. We'll say it some more, I'll bet. Here's the timeline now. DeShane picks him up there. Double high post to begin this position for the Panthers. Ball comes to 12, Schulberg. Schulberg hands the ball off right-hand side to Dolman. Back to Schulberg, top of the key. Gets to the free throw line. Kicks it right back to Dolan. Bullet pass down low on the baseline. Kicks it back out to Schulberg. Schulberg hands the ball off. And Whelan tries to drive. Double team. Ball kicked right-hand side to Adi. Back right-hand side to Whelan. Whelan launches a three off balance. Hits the back of the iron and off. Long rebound to Dolan. Down low to Johnson. Won't go. Rebound kept alive. Back up and in by Whelan. And Whelan gets just his second field goal of the night. 4 points, 29-27. It's a two-point game. Here come the Cavemen. DeShane has the basketball sliding down the left-hand side. Gets a pick from Morgan. Kicks the ball right-hand side to McLean. Attacks along the baseline. Lost his footing. Picked up the basketball. And timeout was immediately called by head coach Joel Jesse. A look at the scoreboard. 6:32 to play. The Cavemen lead by two, 29-27. Back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
All right, welcome back, everyone. 6:32 to play in this contest. Fighting for not a share of the conference lead, but the conference lead all alone. 29-27, the Cavemen lead by two here at Heater Newman Gym. It'll be Caveman basketball when play is resumed. Coming in from the inline, McLean will make the play. We've got Jesse, Morgan, DeShane, and Bruner on the floor for Grants Pass. And McLean gets the ball in quickly to DeShane, right-hand side. Feeds the ball high post to Bruner. Bruner looks down the lane, tries to drive himself, draws a triple team, tries to muscle one up, no good. Rebound into the hands of Ty Dolan. Lead pass over to Adi. Adi into the forecourt, right-hand side. Comes to the wing, right-hand side, looks down low for Dolan. Dolan being prodded by Jesse loses the basketball and finally into the hands of Morgan. And McLean brings the ball right back, gives it to DeShane, 29-27. Grants Pass with a two-point lead and looking for some more here. Drives right-hand side, flips the ball over quickly to Bruner. Bruner out front then to Jesse, left-hand side to McLean. McLean looks down low, tries to drive, double team, gets the ball right back to Morgan. He goes hard to the glass, gets it up and down. His third field goal, he's got six in the basketball game. On the drive, here comes Whelan, left-hand side, gives it Dahl, tries to work the baseline, surrounded there by Bruner, kicks the ball back out to Whelan. Whelan with the basketball, left front court, gets a pick, drives to the center of the court, draws a double team, tries to drive by it, gets in the paint, down low to Dahlman. It's up and good underneath. Dahlman picks up, that's his first field goal. He's got 3 points in the basketball game. It's 31-29, still a two-point game. Grants Pass on top. DeShane into the forecourt right now. Little head fake goes right-hand side to Jesse. Jesse on the wing, then goes in the corner, right-hand side to Bruner. Bruner back out on the wing to Morgan, to DeShane. DeShane drives, kicks it in the corner to McLean. McLean crossed the top of the key to Bruner, top of the key. Looks like he wanted the three to the free throw line. Elevates him there, rims it in and out, no good. Rebound taken down by Morgan. Morgan tries to muscle one back up. Lost the basketball. Whelan comes down with it on the fly. It's 3-on-2. Whelan goes right-hand side and is fouled by DeShane. DeShane will pick up the basketball. Will pick up the foul. So DeShane will pick up his first team foul on anybody here in the fourth period. Rosetta checks in and gives Morgan a little breather. 31-29, 4:50 to play in the contest. Again, Grants Pass up by two. Ball out front to Whelan. Whelan with the basketball. Works out front. DeShane comes after him. Drives right-hand side. Kicks the ball in the corner to a D. Bounce pass down low to Johnson. Johnson working against Rosetta. Kicks the ball out front top of the key to number 12, Schulberg. Schulberg goes left-hand side, a D. On the wing then to Whelan. Whelan top of the key. Pushes off on DeShane and nails the three. So Whelan gets his seventh point of the basketball game. And Caveman trailed by one, 32-31. McLean out front, goes between the circles to Bruner. Caveman need to answer now. DeShane, top of the key. Drives left-hand side, comes down the paint, kind of hooks one up, off no good. Tip up no good, rebound cleared by Johnson. Outlet comes to Whelan. Whelan on the drive through heavy traffic. He's cat quick, goes into the corner to a D, hands the ball back to Whelan in the corner. Does a double team there, and a jump ball is called. And on the alternate possession rule, it comes back to Grants Pass, I think. Oh, no, that South Medford got the timeout first. 31-32, Grants Pass trails by one. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back. 32-31, the Caveman trail by one right now. And I'm not sure who's going to have possession of the basketball when this, because we had a jump ball called. I think the Caveman, but I'm not sure. No, it is going to be the Panthers. Panthers got the timeout. So Whelan will make the inbounds play from the end line as the Panthers put that picket line across the baseline and break out of that as Whelan looks to get the ball inbounds. Left-hand side to Johnson in the corner. Looks for help, spins, shoots over Jesse, off, no good. Over the back of Rosetta's number 11. So he'll be called for that foul. That's Dolan. That'll be his third foul. 32-31, the Caveman get the basketball back. Again, full court pressure. With Adi, Dolan, and Schulberg in the backcourt. Ball comes in, first of all, to Bruner, then back to Jesse on the drive. Ball kicked out to DeShane. DeShane, top of the key. Kicks the ball to Rosetta. Rosetta looks down low. Bounce pass inside to Bruner. Bruner looks for help. Goes right-hand side. Ball stolen away. And Whelan on the drive all the way is going to lay it up and in. So Whelan has come alive here and in this period has 7 points. 34-31. Grants Pass on the short end of it right now. DeShane out front with the basketball. Gives the ball right back to McLean. McLean to Jesse, top of the key. High post to Bruner. Bruner looks for help, tries to drive right-hand side, draws a double team inside. Little heavy pressure there, and I think a knee by Dolan. He's picked up his fourth. That's the call. So Ty Dolan has picked up his fourth, second team foul this period on the Panthers. Bruner goes to the free throw line with a two-shot opportunity. The Cavemen need them both right now. Shot is up and rims and out. Rosetta comes out. Morgan's back in. So the Cavemen have McIntosh, McLean, Jesse, Morgan, and Bruner on the floor. One more shot coming from the charity stripe for Bruner. Shot is up. Rims and out. No good. Rebound Panthers, and they bring it right back in the hands of Whelan. Whelan working against Jesse in the backcourt. Crosses the timeline. Looks left. That looks right. Says somebody come on out and help here. Gets a pick out from Johnson. Drives the left-hand side. Looks left. Gives the ball up again to Dolan. Back right-hand side. Loose basketball, but saved by Johnson for the Panthers. Spence tries to get free. Kicks the ball back out to Whelan. Whelan top of the key working against Jesse. Shoots for three from the top of the key. This one's just off. No good. Rebounds heavy and good job by McLean. Went high for it and came down strong. Had to, or that ball was going away. McLean into the forecourt, right-hand side to McIntosh now. 2:21 to play. 34-31. Grants Pass down by three. McLean left-hand side with a basketball. Feeds it high post to Morgan. Morgan back right-hand side to McIntosh. McIntosh to the top of the key. Tries to get the ball inside to Morgan. Back to McIntosh. 4-3, right-hand side. Hits the iron off. No good. Rebound chased back out of bounds, and it's going to be Grants Pass basketball. Inbounds from the inline with a fresh 35. 2:02 on the clock. Plenty of time. Not time to panic yet, but it's time to focus. Heavy traffic inside anytime somebody gets into the paint with the basketball. So McLean lobs it way out front to Jesse. Jesse spins to the top of the key. Drives. Comes down the left-hand side. Bumps once. Shoves the ball right-hand side to Morgan. It's stripped to the basketball. Out to Whelan. Whelan on the drive all the way. Lays one up. That's off. No good. Rebound taken down by McIntosh. Spins the other way. Holds the ball and lets the Cavemen set it up in the backcourt. 1:43 on the clock. Cavemen needs some shots here. Ball goes to McLean. Puts the ball on his hip. Right back out front to Jesse after checking with the coach. Jesse drives the left-hand side. Goes in the corner left-hand side. Looks down low. It's a ball right-hand side. Loose basketball out of bounds. And you may have heard Whelan calling that one. And he did call it right. It is going to be Panther basketball. 34-31, a minute and a half to play. Whelan in the backcourt, being bothered by Jesse. Long pass up left-hand side to Schulberg in the corner. The ball goes to Dolan. Dolan back out front to Johnson. Johnson gives the ball back to Whelan between the circles. Back right-hand side to Schulberg. Schulberg with the court basketball. Out front then to Whelan. Look, he almost traveled. Ball left-hand side then to Johnson. Johnson with the basketball, looks down low, comes to Dolan left-hand side along the baseline. He attacks and a foul called on the floor. I believe that's McIntosh. I don't know if he'll draw the foul or if he was fouled. From my perspective, it could have gone either way. And it's going to be Panthers ball inbounds from the end line. So McIntosh will get the infraction. That'll be his fourth. Bruner comes out. Inbounds play comes to Dolan. Dolan back right hand side to Whelan. DeShane comes after him. Inside of a minute to play. The Cavemen need the basketball. Ball right hand side in the hands of Dolan. And a foul called on Jesse. So Jesse picks up the infraction. His second. Second team foul on the Cavemen. The Cavemen almost in desperation right now. 48.4 seconds left. They're down by three. They need the basketball and a shot. Schulberg makes the inbounds play. Comes to Dolan. Dolan to Johnson. Back to Whelan. Whelan with the basketball. backs away from DeShane. Tries to drive left-hand side, gives the ball up to Johnson. Johnson in the corner, and a foul called on Morgan. Is that right? That's the call. So Morgan will pick up his second of the night. So the Panthers get the ball inbounds, 38 seconds left. Once again, the Cavemen need the basketball and a good three-point shot. That's to tie. Inbounds play goes in the corner left-hand side, and a whistle immediately, and I think we've got a timeout called by the Panthers. So we'll be right back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
All right, here's the situation, ladies and gentlemen. It is 34-31. Grants Pass trails by three, 37.8 seconds left. And when play is resumed, it will be Panthers ball inbounds, I believe, from the sidelines just in front of the Panther bench. We'll check that as we come back. So that's the situation right now. Defense has been belly-to-belly by both of these teams. Heavy contact anytime gets the ball anywhere near the basket on the part of both teams. You can see that by the score here, 34-31. Neither team going to hit 40 points tonight. No question about that. Okay, so take a deep breath, Caveman fans. Get close to your radio here. Cross your fingers and toes. Here we go. There's the buzzer. Oh, that was a 30-second timeout, an awfully long 30-second timeout. But perhaps a full minute. 34-31. That's the ball not coming in from in front of their bench, but on the far side, on the west side of the gymnasium here, halfway between the end line and the timeline. And Schulberg will make the inbounds play. They set up two-man screens, and they break out of that. Little shuffle goes into the backcourt to, of course, Whelan. No, not Whelan. Whelan takes the ball inbounds, drives into the paint, kicks the ball left-hand side, and a foul called immediately. 31.3 seconds left. Let's see who was foul. Was it Whelan? Jesse got the foul. That'll be his third. I didn't think it was a shooting foul, but perhaps, oh, that's the fifth foul. He'll get two shots. So Whelan goes to the free throw line. He was 9 of 11 in two games against the Cavemen last year. That's both here and at their home floor. Shot is up and good. It's a four-point lead. Yes, there is a four-point shot. You get fouled on the three and make it. No rebounders under for the Panthers right now. They're just hoping that Whelan drops this one. Shot is up and good. So Whelan gets two. He's got 11 points in the basketball game. Jesse back on the fly. 28 seconds left on the fly. On the drive, right-hand side, elevates off glass, and it's good for Jesse. Jesse finds two, and timeout is called by the Cavemen. 22.6 seconds left. And it's a 36-33 basketball game. We'll be back after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
January is flooring month at Diamond Home Improvement. Come check out Diamond Home Improvement's large inventory of incredibly priced flooring. Diamond is starting the year off with a bang and offering several options with the best pricing of the year. Choose from luxury vinyl plank, laminate, vinyl tile, and plush carpet. Diamond offers in-home measures, design services, and can even connect you with installers. Need financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
All right, welcome back. The Cavemen back out on the floor right now with DeShane, Jesse, Bruner, McLean, and McIntosh. Those are the five. Here come the Panthers. They're back on the floor. Once again, it's a four-point game. three-point game, 36-33. Inbounds play for the Panthers coming from the end line. And looking for a cutter. And get the ball in. I'm not sure he didn't get it. Didn't get it in 5 seconds. So the Cavemen get the basketball back. And another timeout called. Timeout on the floor. 22 seconds. Stay close, folks. 36-33. Game is still up for grabs here. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Rivers Edge Academy Charter School, a place where teachers, parents, and community partners come together to help your child achieve academic excellence. Personalized learning offers students a chance to learn while pursuing their passions. Parents have chosen Reach for a variety of reasons, but children enjoy it because their days are enriched with field trips, dance, sports, art, music, small group classes, and more. For a holistic approach to student learning where you as a parent has a voice, visit reach-school.org today. Your future is within reach.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family-owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
High drama tonight from Heater Newman Gym. 22 seconds left. The Cavemen trail by three. The Panthers of South Medford. It is Caveman basketball inbounds from our end of the floor. McLean will make the play. Bruner on the floor along with Morgan DeShane and Jesse. And inbounds play comes to Bruner. Right hand side back out front to Jesse. Left hand side to McLean for three. And it's off. No good. I think it hit the guy wire. So the ball goes over to the Panthers. And with that, McIntosh checks back in and Morgan sits down. This is going to be, as time permits, an offensive-defensive substitution. I think this was a defensive substitution. And timeout called by the Panthers right now with 15.4 seconds left in the basketball game. And the Cavemen are looking for a steal on the inbounds play. We'll be back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at abbys.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back, everyone. All right, 15.4 seconds left. Situation is the same. The Cavemen still need 3 points in order to tie the game and force this game into overtime an extra 4 minutes. When play is resumed, it will be Panthers basketball. So get close to your radios, folks. Once again, anything can happen in these final 15.4 seconds and these last 15 seconds can sometimes take a long, long time. The Cavemen send out Jesse, McIntosh, McLean, DeShane, and Bruner. Panthers get the ball inbounds in the inline far into the floor. Dolan will make the inbounds play. Of course, the pressure is full court. Man to man. And there's the whistle starting the count, the five count. Comes in left-hand side. Eddie back over to Dolan. Up quickly to Whelan, lead pass over the timeline, left-hand side, 9 seconds, and a whistle stops the action as the Cavemen forced a foul. I think Jesse was the one who got it. We'll see as the official comes to the side. No, McIntosh. So McIntosh will foul out of the game with 8.7 seconds left. So Morgan checks in, and going to the free throw line is number 12, Schulberg. First trip to the free throw line. Has not scored, just one foul in the basketball game, but he's been a factor for the Panthers in their own blue uniforms. Shot is up and hits the back of the iron, bounces twice, and rolls through. That's a four-point lead. 36-33. Still, stranger things have happened. One more shot for Schulberg. Shot is up, off, no good. Rebound, Morgan, comes down the blank, top of the key, launches the three, it's just off, no good. Rebound, Dolan, along the baseline. And there is the game. 37-33 is the final score, and the Panthers are victorious here at Grants Pass. Take a deep breath, folks. Once again, that's the end of the game. Final score, the Panthers 37, Grants Pass 33. Fourth quarter brought to you by Abby's Pizza. Open for pickup or delivery. Stay tuned. Post-game show after this two-minute caveman timeout.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
The much-anticipated Wipeout Hunger event is back. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter, and 10 ounces or more of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we'll exchange that for a pair of wiper blades installed on your car valued up to $35. This is a great deal for you and the hungry of Southern Oregon. Wipeout Hunger runs from January 15th until February 16th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you and wipe out hunger.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Welcome back, everyone. Head coach Jesse has just joined us, and coach, free throws. Wow, I hit the wrong button.
100%. You hit it right on the nose. Free throws and just easy bunnies, which is those two things have actually plagued us all year, unfortunately, with certain guys on the team have a tough time just hitting the free throws, and it is what it is. I mean, I'm grateful that we got to the line and that we were aggressive, but you know, when you don't hit free throws at a high percent and you miss some easy buckets, it's really hard to beat a good disciplined team. We did Jaden and Zach did a really good job on Jackson all night. We basically held him to, I think, 5-7 points, Chuck?
I had him for, let me see, yeah. I had him for 11.
Okay, he had two points in the first half, and then he had a three and some easy breakaway lay-ins. So,
then,
yeah, you're
and then
right.
Two free throws at the end.
Yep, two free throws at the end, which we didn't want to foul him, but that's what it was. But, I mean, we held him to 11. He's the leading scorer in our conference, and so, you know, I thought we did a good job. We just... timely rebounds that we missed when we had a lead. They kicked out on the threes a couple times, actually. We didn't rebound. We had a couple guys just stand and watch. And that was the difference of the game. I felt like just a couple of those opportunities on the rebounds and then missed free throws tonight and missing just some easier layups between some of our big guys that should go in for a varsity player. And other than that, I thought the boys played really well.
Well, for your defense, if there's a bright you, this team was averaging close to 60 points a game, and you held them to under 40.
Yeah, so. I mean, we did our goal, right? Yeah, you know, we hold our teams under 45. We usually win those. We just couldn't score this evening, unfortunately.
All right. Take a deep breath. What do you tell your team after a loss like this? Pretty close game. You took one of the best teams that you're going to face and came close.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to say right now, Chuck. I'm disappointed a little bit. We let it go. I thought we played better. We played better.
Three quarters.
Yeah, we played. We played better, and you know, as soon as they got the lead, we started having guys do things that they're not supposed to do.
Your team did get out of character once the lead went away.
Yep. And some of them will look at me and go, why, and stuff like that. But, you know, that's just part of the game, and I'm coaching adolescents, and, you know, sometimes they don't realize, and they just try to be heroes. And, you know, at the end of the day, we got to be true to who we are. And I talk to that, you know, I talk to them about that all the time. And, you know, but that, it just is what it is. It's trying to do uncharacteristic things. I mean, we're down by three. We ran a play, and Gavin got a wide-open three-pointer, and just it didn't go down. And that's just, I mean, we got the shot that we wanted, and I'll let Gavin shoot that shot 100 times out of 100, and he'll probably make 80 of them. So,
all right. Do you coach about this game? Do you take the guys back in and show them a film of that that fourth quarter? Or do you let this one go and move ahead?
Oh, we got to move ahead, Chuck. I mean, South Eugene's pretty good. We'll watch film on this game before we play them another time at their place. But, you know, you can't look at the past only to learn from it. And we won't even watch film on this until we play them at their place. So our focus now is South Eugene. If we can beat, you know, South at their place, you know, we have that chance to still tie for first place in the league. But we got a long ways to go. I mean, we got to figure out how to score the basketball at the end of the day with our guys that score. And when they decide not to score, it just makes the game a little bit more tough because we spend so much energy on the defensive side.
What do you know about the X?
They have three good guards, two guards that are lightning fast that played for them last year. They got their leading scorer back that was injured last year, Trey Saunders. They're going to be really good and playing at their place. I mean, they're not afraid of anybody, and they're playing teams throughout the state really, really tough. So, you know, I don't expect that to be an easy game. I don't think any game in our league is going to be easy. I think every game is going to be tough, and yeah, just unfortunate we let this one go this evening.
Just a quick, and it's early in the conference season. There's no question about that. But it looks like there's a great deal of parity in the Southwest Conference. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's anybody's year to win conference. I mean, obviously tonight, we took a step back from that, but you know, if we went out and we end up beating South at South, then we've done our job. But you know, tonight we let that one go. But you're right, a lot of parity. I think anybody in our league can win, maybe for the exception of Willamette. I think any of those teams are good. I think North Medford's a lot better than what they've been showing. I bet you they figure it out when they play at home. I think there's some things that they'll figure out, and you know that they're a senior laden group, and I believe that they'll probably be playing tougher the second half of league for sure.
Okay, good weather forecast for travel on Friday.
Yep. So, hopefully we'll get some good weather. I agree.
All right. No doubt about that, Coach. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Chuck.
I know sometimes it's tough coming up after one like that. We appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yep. Thank
right.
you.
Head Coach Joel Jesse here for you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with the halftime or the end of the game stats right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, final score 37-33. Panthers win. Grants Pass Caveman scoring came. Well, the Caveman led at the end of the first period by a score of 10-9. Won the second period 9-7 to make the lead 19-16. Led at the end of three periods once again. Outscored them in the third period 10-9. Lost final period. Now, they actually didn't lose the final period, did they? I'll have to double check that. I had 14 to 12. At any rate, final score 37-33. Grants Pass scoring came on 15 field goals, 3 3-pointers, 0 for 8 from the free throw line. 15 fouls whistled against Grants Pass compared to 12 for the Panthers. The Panthers scoring came on 14 field goals, 4 3-pointers. They were 4 of 8 from the free throw line. Team stats have the Cavemen out rebounded by 230-28. In terms of the field goal percentage from the floor, the Cavemen 15 of 38, that's 39%. 14 of 43. For the Panthers, that's 32%. And turnovers, 15 turnovers for the Cavemen, just 12 for the Panthers. Once again, close all the way down, no doubt about it. And we'll run down the individual numbers when we come back right after this from the Indoor Airman and Energy Conservation Specialist.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
First of all, for South Medford, their top two scorers, once again, Jackson Whelan was not their leading scorer, but certainly one of them. He had 4 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. That counts to 11 points. And Jed Johnson, a 6'5 sophomore, had 5 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 1 for 1 at the free throw line. That gives him 12 points and 3 fouls. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen, Jordan Rosetta picked up 1 2-point field goal and a single foul. Zach Deshane, 1 3-point field goal, 3 points, and a single foul. Tyler McIntosh did not score, fouled out with 8.7 seconds left in the contest. Jaden Jesse, 1 2-point field goal and 3 fouls. Peyton Bruner, 4 field goals, 0 for 6 from the free throw line and a single foul. Luke Morgan, 3 field goals, 0 for 2 from the free throw line and 2 fouls. And Gavin McLean, the leading scorer for Grants Pass tonight, had 5 field goals, 2 of them threes, finished with 12 points and a single foul. All right, those are our numbers now for the... That's scoring summary courtesy of the Indoor Airman, a team of dedicated pros and determined to make a difference one house at a time. Well, name the player of the game after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Tonight's player of the game brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. And we could pick 7 players of the game for the Grants Pass Cavemen right now. All have lots of bumps and bruises, heavy contact under the rebounding boards. Anytime in the paint, there was lots and lots of contact tonight. No doubt about that. The hustle on defense was incredible by the part of every player in the lineup right now. So we'll take all of that into consideration and tell you our choice for players of the game after this from Valvoline.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
What with the defenses that both teams thrown out there, so working the point or handling the basketball right now, a challenge at any respect. Going up for a rebound and coming down strong with it. And when you're not the biggest man on the floor, that speaks volumes for you. So our player of the game has done those things tonight. Also have to be the leading scorer for Grants Pass, and that's Gavin McLean once again with 12 points on five field goals and two of those three-pointers. So congratulations to Gavin McLean. So we'll wrap things up after this 30-second caveman timeout.
January is flooring month at Diamond Home Improvement. Come check out Diamond Home Improvement's large inventory of incredibly priced flooring. Diamond is starting the year off with a bang and offering several options with the best pricing of the year. Choose from luxury vinyl plank, laminate, vinyl tile, and plush carpet. Diamond offers in-home measures, design services, and can even connect you with installers. Need financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, next in a row, we're headed to Eugene for the South Eugene Axe hosting the Grants Pass Caveman on Friday night. We hope that you'll follow along with us. A quick look. South Medford will now go to 3-0 in conference and 9-6 overall. The Caveman go to 2-1 in conference and 8-7 overall. We don't have any other scores to report. We know Roseburg was at North Medford tonight and South Eugene was at Willamette. We suspect South Eugene won that one, but it's still up for grabs. It's high school basketball, and no prediction on the Roseburg-North Medford score. So that's the situation there. We'll see how the conference stacks out by the time we get to Eugene on Friday night. Well, for Ryan Sandberg, Staffing Radio Control, executive producer is Carl Wilson. Additional statistics from E. Benson. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you the final score tonight, the Medford Panthers 37, the Grants Pass Caveman 33. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.